That's how we all were, but now, so glad that we can see. Let's just sing that, hands lifted, eyes closed.
Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for another day that you've given us, Lord God, bringing us through another week. Lord, just getting us back to the house of God, Lord. And Lord, we just, Lord, just come, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, ready just to praise your name and lift you up, Lord God, for you're worthy of all of our praise, Lord. And Lord, we ask as we come, Lord, here today, Lord God, just to hear from you. I ask that you just speak to us, Lord God. Speak to our conditions, Lord. Speak to us, Lord God, to lift us up, maybe out of the, Lord, places that we may be in, maybe in our little valleys, or, Lord God, just a burden that may be on us, Lord God. May you just ease the trouble, Lord God. Lift the burden, Lord God, and just, Lord, free your people, Lord God, that we may, Lord, just be able to enter into your presence, Lord, as it's said in the Bible, with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, Lord God. May be thankful and bless your holy name, Lord God, and that's what we come to do. Lord, lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Lord. And we ask that, Lord, you would just take control of this service, take control of our minds, our bodies, our souls, Lord. Lord God, may we just, Lord, pull you down off the off, Lord, of your throne, just down here, Lord God. Lord, we take you at your word, Lord. You said where two or three are gathered, Lord, in your name, Lord God, there will you be in their midst, Lord God. And Lord God, we praise you with confidence, Lord God. Lord, the people that praise Allah, Lord God, they can't look for him to come into the midst, Lord God. The people that praise Buddha, Lord God, they can't look for him to come into the midst, Lord God. But Lord God, to know that you are living, God, that Lord, to know that, Lord, you died on the cross. You went to the grave, Lord God. And not only that, but you rose again, Lord God. We know that you are living, God, Lord God. And since you're alive, Lord, make yourself known, Lord God. Lord, may your consuming fire, Lord, come down, Lord, and sweep amongst your people, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the ones, Lord God, that'll be on their way. We ask that you bless them and keep them, and the ones that are here, Lord God. May their, Lord God, hearts be filled with joy, Lord God, and Lord God, a fire just be burning within them, Lord. And we ask that you just bless our brother DJ as he just prepares to come, Lord God. Just ease his mind, Lord, and just yield him to you, Lord God, that he may be able to speak to us, Lord God. Spirit-spoken words, Lord God, under your power and under your anointing, Lord. And we give this service into your hands and expect the unexpected, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen. Amen. Let's just go to Psalms. Psalms 134, when you have it, say amen. It says, "Behold, wait till everyone gets there. It said, "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion." Amen. Don't you just come to bless him? Don't you just come to lift him up? Up, just give him the highest praise. And before we start this song, just turn around and tell somebody, "Good to see you. Look forward to having a powerful service." And remember, you're the one that brings them down. Praise begin, and I'll sing it to you.
can catch on to it, but I need your help. So come on, put your hands together. Somebody's got to start it. Somebody's got to say, I don't care what I'm going through, but I'm going to give God praise. Despite the test, despite the trials, ain't no rock going to crowd in my place. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I will praise the Lord. We'll praise the Lord. Yes, I will pray. No matter what tomorrow brings, tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I know I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Just let them know that you're going to praise them no matter what happens, Lord.
Tonight's tithes and offering. And today we're just thinking about some songs to sing, and I actually found this little note. Actually is a tithes envelope, and some old songs were coming back to me. And then after that, I was going through a folder, and I found this other song that I think is very befitting. Fitting for right now. It says, ladder will be greater than your past. He goes, you will be blessed more than you could ask, despite all that has been done. The best is yet to come. And your ladder will be greater than your past. One more time, your ladder. Your ladder will be greater than your past. And you will be
blessed, and you will be blessed more than you, despite all has been done. The best is yet to come, and your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will, yes, your ladder will be greater than your past. Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater than you.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us out here tonight, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, to worship you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in songs, Heavenly Father, that goes down in our souls, Lord. We just want to thank you for it, and louder than be greater than the past, Lord, Heavenly Father. We just want to meditate on these words, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the little ministers and people that are coming, Lord, forth you bring in here, Lord, to spread your word, Lord. We just grateful for it, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, Heavenly Father, as we lift this offering, Lord, Heavenly Father, we know that we can't beat you giving, Lord, Heavenly Father, but we just give out of our hearts, Lord. Heavenly Father, just remind me, Heavenly Father, that each time you give to you, Lord, Heavenly Father, you just multiply it and give it back to us, Lord. And we want to thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And you will be blessed more than you could ask, despite all that has been done. The best is yet to come, and your ladder will be greater. Yes, I Do you believe it? Amen. Amen. Your ladder will be greater. A lot of times we focus on what's right here, but the thing, you have to look beyond it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're walking into a new season. And authority, say it's a new season, and it's coming to me. Say it's a new season, say it's a new day. It's a fresh anointing. It's a season of power and authority. It's a new season. Lift your voice and say, its way. It means the promise, it's on its way. It means the victory, y'all can keep playing, it's on its way. It means the prosperity, it's on its way. It means the authority, it's on its way. It's coming. Have you ever seen somebody coming from the street that you really want to talk to them? You're like, oh, they're almost here. They're almost here. And then when they get there, it's just really exciting. That's where your blessing is. It's coming. It's a new season. As Brother Jack comes, it's a new season, yeah. It's a new day.
Season of an authority. It's a new season, oh, and it's coming to me, oh, say it's a new season, it's a new day, thank you, Jesus, fresh anointing, oh, it's flowing my way. I'm so glad it's a season of power and authority. Oh, it's a new season. Yes, it is, and it's coming to me. Come on, one more time with all y'all. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing, all coming my way. Season of power and authority. Oh, it's a new season, and it's coming to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. I receive it right now. With thanksgiving, I give you glory. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, it feels good to be in church tonight. Amen. I feel like we just
come with the right attitude and right spirit. Regardless of what we're going through, we still got to praise in our hearts. And we thank God for that. Amen. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. This peace I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just appreciate the Lord. We wanted to just come and ask. I just wanted to have a word of prayer. I had a co-worker of mine, a man, I think it was yesterday. She had a son, 19 years old, that got in a car accident and did not make it. Amen. And as news was just spreading around the office, come to find out that this was her second child that she lost a few years ago. I think she had another son that was 16 years old, and something happened and she lost him, and now this is a second child that she's lost, and think she only had two children. And so we want to just remember her in prayer. Not easy for somebody to go through something like that, and you know, and it takes God. It just takes God to just kind of help undergird a person like that. So let's, if you don't mind, just join me in a word of prayer. Amen. If there's anybody else that has any unspoken requests that you want to remember, want us to remember this time, just signify by the lifting of your hand, and we'll also pray for you as well. Father, we come before your presence. Lord, this my coworker, Tara, Lord, going through so much. She lost a child, Lord, some years ago, and probably the pain that she felt then, she probably thought she could not bear. Somehow you brought her through that. And now, God, a few years later, you've decided to call her second child home. And Lord, and only we as human beings can just, Lord, we can identify with what she might be going through, and we can just imagine what the pain, the hurt that she must be feeling. And God, we know that only you can help her at a time like this. Only you can undergird her and strengthen her, and just, Lord, help her to stay sane, Lord, in these moments. There's not words that anyone can say, Lord, that would try to comfort her at this time. But God, we ask that you would put your arms around her, that you would carry her, Lord. And Lord, even at a time like this, may she look down in the sands and see that, Lord, you're carrying her, not just walking with her, but you're carrying her and moving her forward in life. And we ask that you just move on her and the rest of her family, all those that are feeling this grief at this time. God, help them is our prayer to, Lord, just to make it. God, we just trust that you would just lift a burden that they're feeling, God, that you would intervene on their behalf. Lord, and your saints have also lifted their hands, showing that they have requests unspoken, Lord, but you know what's underneath that hand and in that heart. I ask that you would meet your people at the point of their needs, and that you would minister to each and every one in the only way that you can. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we are, I asked Brother DJ if he would come and just share whatever the Lord placed in his heart with us tonight. And we want to make room for him to come. Amen. But I did want to say just the service has been going real good. I like the way Brother Caleb just kind of introduced a couple of those new songs to you all tonight. That was perfect. We always give him a real hard time when he throw y'all off on Sunday morning sometimes. Like, why would you do that? But tonight I'm gonna say he did a good job, you know, and let the high praise of God be in our mouth. They've been saving that since the youth meetings, and you know, tonight was a perfect fit, and we'll just kind of carry it on and let everybody else just kind of get into the spirit of it, and you know, we just keep on worshiping. Tell you what, I look back and I don't know how December hit us so fast. I don't know how we got here to December so fast, but certainly seemed like the Lord is speeding up time for the elect's sake. And my prayers, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Before we know it, 2011 will be upon us, and we wonder what happened to 2010. But we're looking forward to it, and thanking God for thus far. It's been a wonderful year. Amen. A very, very wonderful year, and I'll just trust that God will just kind of continue to move us forward. Amen. In 2011. So I think Brother DJ's favorite song is Hallelujah, Hallelujah. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to say Hallelujah. Amen. Is that your testimony? Amen. Well, look your neighbor in the face and say Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing it as our brother comes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever's in front of me, help me to say Hallelujah. 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 Whatever's in front of me, whatever's in front of me, help me to say Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, sing with all your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever's in front, whatever's, I'll choose to say Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice and say Hallelujah. Brother DJ, Hallelujah.
Help you to say Hallelujah. Actually, I do have a song on my heart I like to sing. And if you know the song, please sing it, because I'm really a bad singer, so I kind of want you to sing over me. And the song goes like this. I won't give up or give in. I will hold on till the end, and I will be steadfast onward, forward, always abounding in you. I won't give up or give in. I will holding on to and I will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in you. I promise you, Lord, I am standing in your will. I'm standing in your will. No matter what I'm going through, Lord, I am standing in your will. Lord, I'm standing in your will. I'm standing, Lord. I'm standing in your will. I'm staying, Lord. I'm staying in your will. I'm staying, Lord. I will stay in your will. I won't give up, and I won't give in. I will holding on till the end, and I will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in you. And I promise you, Lord, I am staying in your will. I am staying in your will. Last time. And say, I'm staying in your will. I'm staying, Lord. I'm staying in your will. Yes, I'm staying. Say, I'm staying in your will. I'm staying, Lord. Help me to stay in your will. Thank you, musicians. You guys did a wonderful job. You guys can sit down. Well, let us get our Bibles out tonight, and we'll turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 4. And when you're there, say amen. And it reads as follows. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And after that scripture, I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 13, verse 13. And when you're there, say amen. Now, after reading Romans chapter 5, I came to this scripture, and the scripture really meant a lot to me. And it says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Now, as a congregation, may you please read verse 13 for me? Endure until the end. The same shall be saved. Now, I want you to just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor. Go all the way. Turn to your neighbor again and say, neighbor, neighbor. If you came this far, you might as well go all the way. And I want you to tell yourself that if I ain't give up yesterday, and if I ain't give up today, what should make tomorrow any different? Now let's go to God in prayer. Lord God, dear Lord, I just ask you just to come down, dear Lord, and just get Brother DJ out the way, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just come down, dear Lord, just speak through my mouth, dear Lord. Dear Lord, make me invisible that they may see you and not me, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just come down, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just bless the congregation with the message, dear Lord. You know what they need, dear Lord. You know what's on their hearts, dear Lord. You know exactly what they need, dear Lord. Just come down, dear Lord, and just bless them, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just move them out the way, dear Lord, and just anoint the service, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You know, that's the thing. We sometimes realize that when we start to go through tribulation, sometimes we want to quit. Sometimes we want to give up. But I'm trying to tell you, don't give up. Keep fighting. Because the fight is almost over. The fight, we will win. You have to stay strong. Stay steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the works of the Lord. No matter what the devil give you, I just want you to keep on fighting. Amen. Just as much as Christ stayed on the cross, we can still fight through our tribulation. Amen. That's the thing. It says that, what verse 13 says, it said that, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, you know, this the thing I thought about a long time ago. See, this was in the Bible. When Jesus went to Jericho, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief among the publicans. And Zacchaeus, he sought to see Jesus. But not only did he sought to see Jesus, you know what he did? He ran ahead, he ran ahead of everybody. And not only did he ran ahead of everybody, he climbed up into a sycamore tree. So I just came to tell you today, sometimes we have people in the world that like to stand in our way, saying, well, why you go to church and everything? You have to sometimes run ahead of them. You have to sometimes climb over your barriers, just like Zacchaeus climbed over a sycamore tree just to see Jesus. I'm trying to tell you that sometimes they ask you, well, why you don't go to a club? Why you don't go to a club? This is the thing. You know what? It's not God's will for me to go to a club. It's not God's will for me to fornicate. It's not God's will for me to be a drug dealer. It's not God's will for me to be a murderer. It's God's will for me to fight the good fight, like Apostle Paul said. And that also goes for the sisters. It's not God's will for you to be a Jezebel. It's God's will for you to keep yourself and wait on the Lord. This is the thing. We all just go through some kind of tribulation, and the devil sometimes give us mind battles. And that's why some people leave the church. You might as well go ahead on and say amen. Like a lot of times you also sometimes find that this church used to be filled, now where everybody went. Now sometimes people didn't have a mind battles, and the devil, he's just eating us up. He's kind of like a parasite. And what a parasite does, a parasite lives on his host. Not only does it live on his host, it's like to feed off his host. And the devil like to feed off your time. Sometimes he like to try to steal your time. Sometimes he like to try to steal your joy. He'll try to give you depression to the point you can't even focus on God. You can't even focus on the fight. But I came to tell you today that if you made it this far, you might as well go all the way. There's a certain saying that says, if I ain't going to go all the way, I might as well not go at all. That's the thing. We have to sometimes realize to ourselves. And like I said, sometimes trials come down, but you have to understand that, metaphorically speaking, I would say that we are like wood. There's two types of wood I know. There's wood that if it stays in the rain, it's going to wood rot. But there's also another type of wood that is pressure treated. And sometimes God, he puts us through things just because he's trying to pressure treat us. To that way, during that time or during the trial, we'll know how to stand still and wait on the Lord. Sometimes we can be patient, because tribulation brings patience. And with patience, experience, and then with experience, hope. And that way we can hope on the Lord. So I don't know what y'all going through. I don't know what it's like to be Brother Jack. I don't know what it's like to be Brother Robert. I don't know what it's like to be anybody in here. But I know that y'all are going through something, and y'all waiting on the Lord. Y'all waiting on y'all comfort to come down and heal you. And I'm telling you, he will heal you. This is a fight we all going through. Like I said, you have to be pressure treated. The thing about wood, the other wood that's not pressure treated, you know what it does? You can take this pulpit for an example. This pulpit, it may look good in church. It stays in church, looks nice and clean. But this is the thing, I bet if you put it outside and if it get wet, it's going to wood rot. You have some people, they start to have mind battles, and sometimes God, he'll send the rain just a little bit. He'll send rain just a little bit, and if that rain touch them, they start breaking down. Just like the wood, when it gets wet, it starts to wood rot. And also, they start breaking down. Next thing you know, they start spiritually decaying. They start spiritually breaking down. And I'm trying to tell y'all that everybody's not pressure treated. This is the thing. You got some people, when times get hard, they start jumping off of a bridge, committing suicide. If not naturally, at least spiritually. Sometimes they want to try to walk away from Christ. That's spiritual suicide, because can't no man see the Father except through him. I'm just trying to tell y'all, if you made it this far, you might as well go all the way. There's one thing I know about my Father. And my Father, he will. He is our Redeemer. This is the thing. Like I said, you have to be pressure treated. Not only pressure treated, you have to be rooted in Christ. Like when Brother Caleb sang that song, "My Soul is Anchored." You have to be anchored. Just like a boat. If it's anchored, that means when the waves come, the currents of this world cannot drift you away. It can't drift you away to Christ. It wouldn't lead you to suicide. It's a lot of people you always hear on the news, they killing their families. and everything. They kill their families, and then they kill themselves, and then they jump off and everything. And most of it really because of mind battles. But see, that's what I'm thinking. It's just like the wood. Once it gets wet, any bit of water starts to wood rot. It's like it just cannot stand the rain. But like that song said, I will praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hands, no matter who you are. And then I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. I came to tell you, if you are sick, where do your help comes from? Your help comes from the Lord. If people are talking about you and you got enemies, your help comes from the Lord. Because he will make your enemies your footstool. I came to tell you, your help comes from the Lord. When you driving in a car, when you in school and you trying to pass a test, where do your help come from? Your help comes from the Lord. Your help comes from the Lord. And that's what we need to realize. Our help comes from the Lord. We shall not give up. Neither will we give in. We will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. Just like Brother Caleb said one time, I refuse to lose. I refuse to lose. I refuse to give into this world. I refuse to sit and let the devil take over my mind and try to make me commit suicide. If not naturally, maybe spiritually. And if not spiritually, either naturally. I refuse to lose. I will keep on fighting the good fight, because if I made it this far, I might as well go all the way. I just want y'all to understand something, that Jesus, he is your doctor in the room. You don't have nobody to depend on. Sometimes you cannot even go to your pastor. I ain't talking about Brother Jack. I'm talking about other preachers out there in the world. Sometimes you can't go to your pastor. You may be sick, but you may have some kind of disease, and you trying to go to the doctor, and they say, well, you know, I'm sorry, we can't help you, but unfortunately, you don't have the insurance to back it up. Or you try to talk friends, or try to get some advice or anything. You could be spiritually down, spiritually depressed. But this is what I want to say. You know, when Jesus Christ, he had told his parable that there was a certain man that he got messed up by a whole bunch of thieves. And then there came a priest. He looked down at him and he walked right past him. Also a Levite. He looked down at him right past him. But there was a certain Samaritan, a good Samaritan at that. He helped him up. He gave him help. And I'm saying, you may not know who to turn to, but you can turn to Christ if you can't turn to no one else. You can turn to the Lord if you cannot turn to no one else. You can turn to Jesus if you can't turn to the doctor. You can turn to Jesus if you can't turn to your own pastor. You can turn to Jesus if you can't turn to your friends. You can turn to Jesus if you cannot turn to your own parents. So I'm telling you, young folks, look, to the young folks, listen, the devil, he wants to get the young ones, because he knows that we're the generation. We are the chosen generation. And if we are the chosen generation, like during the choir fire said, you know, during the choir fire meetings, I heard so many ministers saying how we're the chosen generation. Well, if we are the chosen generation, and it's time for us to start acting like it. It's time for us to start fighting the good fight, picking up our Bibles and start reading. Every day we should read. Because I don't care what you're going through, you need to understand that you might as well say the verses of Psalm verse 23, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. I don't care what you're going through. You may be feeling down and depressed, but remember, he restores my soul. Sometimes you could have flunked the test, or you almost thinking about suicide, but remember, he will restore your soul. So you don't have nothing to worry about. Just keep on fighting. Keep on fighting, because remember, the devil, he's coming hard. And like I said, you have to be rooted in Jesus Christ. Because if you think that when a hurricane comes and if a tree is now rooted, the tree will end up falling down. I saw that plenty of times. Like, you can think of Hurricane Andrew or Hurricane Georgia or Katrina or any other hurricane. And I'm trying to tell you, and not all the trees fall down. It's the trees that's actually rooted in Christ. It's the trees that could... That the roots are so deep that they can actually get their nutrients. You don't have to leave the church just because times get hard and then now you have a mind battles. That's just the devil. Because y'all best believe I be having mind battles. Little do you know, y'all may think everything seem all good, but sometimes I get knocked down. But I don't necessarily lose. Sometimes I do get knocked down. But there's a difference between getting knocked down and standing back up. I'm trying to tell you that you may get knocked down, but you need to just stand back up. Don't, like Brother Caleb said, I refuse to lose. You have to tell yourself, I refuse to lose. No matter what I'm going through, I refuse to lose. I don't care what people may tell me, I refuse to lose. Because I know, just like he tried Job, he walked to and fro, in and everywhere. But like I said, I refuse to lose. The devil, he may take away my family. I refuse to lose. The devil, he may give me sickness. I refuse to lose. He may give me all these kind of things, but I will not spiritually decay. I am not wood. I am pressure treated. Because God, he brought me through some things that if I am pressure treated, I should be able to endure. Because the race is not given to the swift, nor given to the strong. It's he that endureth. And I'm trying to tell you that the devil, he has been attacking my mind. Not only me, he has been attacking people around me and kids at my school, they're mine. And I know for a fact he's been bothering y'all. See, this is the thing. I figured no matter what I'm going through, I have to keep on fighting because if I made it this far, I might as well go all the way. Because you may say, well, Brother DJ, what do you mean I might as well go all the way? I don't know how long I got. You came a long ways because the moment you decided to leave the world and be converted and decide to follow Jesus, you have came a long way. You don't have to go back. It's far more than just paying your tithes. It's far more than just come to church. It's far like, see, but this is the thing. And even though you've been doing all that, you might as well tell yourself, I might as well go all the way. It's just as simple as that. I will not, you know, it's like God, he's bringing us through some of these trials, some through these tests and some of these tribulations. But this is the thing that we have to realize. We have to be able to get strength. That way we may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. See, this is the thing. That this word here, it stays the same, just like Brother Burley said. So sometimes if you keep reading it, it will give you spiritual, more spiritual revelation. And sometimes we always feel like, well, we made mistakes and all this and everything, and why we keep going to the altar? Thing I always go to the altar, and next thing you know, I find out doing the same old sin and can't give up, and I just can't stop. The Lord, please come down and help me. But you know, just like Mark chapter 3, verse 28, I think it says, all sins shall be forgiven. And like I said, all your sins shall be forgiven. Don't let the devil sit there and tell you that lie. That, well, if I'm already down, I might as well stay down. Like I said, it's the difference from being knocked down and getting back up. Anybody could be knocked down and can't get back up. But I came to tell you that this little thing that you call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down. And I know I said that before, but I'll say it again. This little thing that we all call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down. Like I said, we have to be anchored. Like that song Brother Keller said, my soul's been anchored. We have to be anchored in Christ. Because like I said, this world has all kinds of tribulations, all kinds of things that lead people out of the church. You have people that sometimes sit from the front, go to the back. Or you have some people that end up, once they go to the back, next thing you know, they're out of the church. And now, you know, all of a sudden, I don't know, but all I know is God, he will restore. He never lost one. He will bring them all back. He will bring them all back because I know he restored my soul. I know what God did for me, and I know he loves me because Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tell me so. By his stripes, I'm healed. How do I know? Because the Bible tell me so. How do you know? Because your Bible tell you so. Think about it because your Bible tell you so. Anything you find in here, next thing they say, well, what do you mean? Because your Bible tell you so, point blank, point blank. Like I said, we have to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because like right now, I'm not a prophet. I don't know when the world going in. They talking about 2012. Well, oh well, all I know is if it is 2012, y'all know Jesus coming. So all I'm trying to tell you is that the fight is almost over. The fight is almost over. Don't give up. Fight to the end. Fight until death. And if the rapture coming, fight until the rapture. And if the rapture not coming, fight unto death. Just like Brother Caleb said, well, within 100 years, if Jesus don't come, we all will be dead by now. Well, hey, if that's the case, I will fight. I will fight to death. Because I know I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. One of these days, if Jesus don't come, I'll be an old man. And I'll still be fighting. I'll still be fighting. I'll still be walking. I'll still be walking. I'll still be just talking and doing everything for the Lord. Because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I know I'm not perfect because ain't nobody good but the Father. I try to be right. I try, but sometimes, you know, the devil even give me mind about saying, well, sometimes you got to read between the lines. But this is the thing. All I know is no matter what I'm going through, I can pick up my Bible. And they may say, well, you sick or this or that. But I know by his stripes, I'm healed. I don't know what you're going through or what kind of sickness you may have. It could be spiritually. It could be naturally. But if you pick up your Bible and you recognize that by his stripes I'm healed, how you know? Because your Bible tell you so. The Lord is my shepherd. How do I know? Because my Bible tells me so. He anointed his head with oil. How do I know? Because of my Bible telling me so. He lived me in the paths of righteousness. How do I know? Because of my Bible telling me so. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what they tell you. You could even turn through the scripture in Hebrews. You know, I don't know the whole Bible back and forth like that, but this is the only thing, like I say, the scripture that say Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. They may say, well, if he's the same, how come he's not doing the same stuff? But he is doing the same stuff. You that's too spiritually blinded to recognize it. This is the thing. How do I know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Because of my Bible telling me so. So you have to recognize that just stay anchored in Christ. Stay rooted. Don't give up. Don't give up because the devil, he's coming in. He's coming in with tornadoes and hurricanes that is waiting to knock somebody down. You know, like I say, you know, I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to give God all I got. Like I said, it's not his will for me to go to a club. It's not his will for me to fornicate and do the things like these folks out here in the world do. I want to stand for Christ. You know why? Because I'm a God child. I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Jesus man. I'm Holy Ghost filled. And I'm willing to see the promised land. And I'm trying to tell y'all, we are God's children. We are God's children. We are not Satan's children. They said this is Satan's in. Like I said, Satan's just coming through like a flood. But you have to recognize that God, he will raise up a standard against the enemy. He will raise up a standard. It's a standard. No matter what we're going through, sometimes the devil, sometimes, you know, God, he'll let the devil tempt us because he has confidence in us just like Job. But you have to realize, just like he told the devil, yeah, you can do all that you want to him, you just can't take his life. They go to show you that it's a standard. Sometimes God, he'll tell the devil, yeah, go ahead. You go ahead, I'll lift up the bars. Go ahead, you know, you do anything you want to them, but you can't touch their life because it's a standard. Right. You know why? Because he covered me. Yeah. He covered me. No matter what I was going through, he covered me. I could have been dead. I was in the office. I really wanted to cry because Brother Jack said his co-worker, she lost her son. And I'm thinking, well, hey, that could have been me, but God covered me. While I was on my way here, I was kind of nervous, too scared to even drive. I could have gotten into an accident, but he covered me. Every day, God covered you through his grace and his mercy. Lord, I thank you because you covered me. Every time you eat, he covered you. You could have choked on a chicken bone, but he covered you. You could have you could have fell and bust your head and they were just walking in the street. He covered you. Every time we get out and go outside of the house, God covers us. Every time we could have been asleep. We could have been dead, sleeping in our bed, but thank God I covered you because of your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, you covered me. When I was having my mind battles, thinking about doing something stupid, when you was having your mind battles, you probably thought about doing something stupid. But you might as well give God the thanks because he covered you. He protected you. He had his hands of protection all around you. Just thank the Lord. Go ahead on and worship him. Don't look at Brother DJ. It's between you and God. Don't look at Brother DJ. I have to let go of this pride. I have to give God all I got. Because I know if I made it this far, I'm going all the way. No matter what the doctor tell you, I don't care. It's through his grace I am saved. It's through his grace I am healed. How do I know? Because of my Bible telling me so. How do I know? Because of my Bible telling me so. Keep on fighting. Don't listen to what people say out here in the world. Like I say, everybody is not pressure treated. I mean, these sad stories, and like I said, look, you know, I do feel sorry for them, because sometimes life can get hard, and it can bring you to a breaking point, just like the message you preach. It can bring you to a breaking point, but that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You have to stay anchored in Christ, because when the devil comes, and if you are not anchored, or you're not rooted deep into that soil, and into the soil of this word, we got all your nutrients, and that way you can grow, and if you ain't strong enough, then when the devil comes in, he'll just blow you away and knock you down, just like the trees fall down during a hurricane. You have to stay anchored. Stay anchored. Even if I ain't got nothing else to say, I just want to tell you, just don't give up. Don't give up. It's persistence. Persistence. Persist. Persist. Keep fighting. Keep fighting for the Lord. Keep fighting for the Lord. Don't give up. Just stand up when you get knocked down. Like I say, you know, sometimes we all get knocked down sometimes, but hey, we got to stand up. Sometimes the devil, he may think he's winning, but like I said, look, you already know it's ending. Right. Revelation 20:10. How do I know? That's it. My Bible tells me so. I'm on the winning side. How do I know? Because my Bible tells me so. Jesus Christ, he died for my sins. My Bible tells me so. He shall have no other gods before him. How do I know? My Bible tells me so. I shall be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. How do I know? Because my Bible tells me so. Like I said, if Paul made it, I said again, if Apostle Paul made it, I know I can make it. If Apostle Paul made it, I know you can make it. If Job made it, I know that you can make it. If anybody in this Bible made it, you can make it. I'm not trying to wing it. I'm just trying to use. I just want the Lord to just use my mouth, because I'm just talking, hoping that, you know, that something comes out and may help you. But like I said, if Paul made it, you can make it. If Jesus' disciples made it, you can make it. If Peter and John made it, you can make it. I know they probably had mind battles too. You know, and sometimes, Apostle Paul, you know, sometimes, you know, the devil will try to bring back your past and tell you what you did and saying, well, you ain't really worthy to fight for Jesus Christ. But you know what? That's why Paul changed his name. It was Saul. All Saul is just a perverted Paul. And all Paul is just a converted Saul. So I know once I got converted, that's when Paul got serious. That's when he was about to fight for the Lord. Because he was converted. That's what makes a difference. That's what makes a big difference. So I don't care if somebody may tell you, oh, yeah, yeah, you going to church, but you know what you did. Oh, yeah, you was out there in the world. You wasn't always saved, this and that. But it's a difference. I got converted, and I came a long ways. And I don't care even if you was born in the message. Look where you at. You was not out there in the world, you know. Some of the brothers that was born in the message, they still stand here. Brother Kelly, he preaching the gospel. I use Zandy, Sister Rachel, and Sister Sarah, and all the other young sisters. You know, they still here. They not Jezebels. They not giving in to the lust of the world and everything. So I refuse to lose. I refuse to go out there in the world and give in to the world. No way, no how. Because I know if I made it this far, I might as well go all the way. I might as well go all the way. And there's a big difference as the musicians come. I guess I'm out of time. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm out of time. But like I said, you have to realize that I know life can be hard. Sometimes you may have these thoughts, these mind battles, and all kinds of things. And, you know, let me turn this scripture before I even. You know, sometimes you may have all these kind of mind battles and these situations that the devil may put in your head, all kind of thoughts, all kind of imaginations. And you really have to be with imaginations, because you could think, you know, about somebody, and you could actually be wrong, and, you know, it's just a mind battle, it's just your own mind, what you're going through. But, like I said, sometimes life can be like a desert, and you're trying to find an oasis, and Christ, he's that oasis. Christ is that oasis in your desert. That's the only thing I want to say. Christ, he's your oasis. You don't have to give up, because you made it too far, so you might as well go all the way. It's a scripture that says, Lamentations, I believe it is. And we'll start from chapter 3, start from verse 18. Matter of fact, we'll start from chapter 3 and start from verse 8, and then we'll skip to verse 12, then to verse 18, and then I'll read from verse 18 all the way down through 32. And we have it, say amen. And it says, also when I cry and shout, he shut about my prayer. Skip down to verse 12. He has bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. Start from verse 18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul has them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, not no one else's mind, but my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. It is of the Lord's mercies that when the devil he give you mind battles, you will not commit suicide or do anything stupid, because it's through his mercies that we are not consumed. We still here, we still fighting. I'm looking around the church and y'all still here. Y'all give me strength, because I know what I'm going through. I know I'm not the only one. And sometimes you may think that you're the only one, but you have to realize that sometimes you may not be the only one going through problems. It's like sometimes when, some people, they could actually be going through school and they could be mad and want to try to give people a sour look and give them a cold shoulder. But, you know, you mad over something else. How you know that person's mom ain't died, or that person could have lost his brother, lost his parents, or they could have lost their house? And so what, because they got a smile on their face? They maybe don't like to show their emotions. You know, they may not like to show their emotions, but I don't know why I went with that. I just thought I'd put that out there. Anyways, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Like I say, they say weeping comes during the night, but joy comes in the morning. Comes in the morning. I'm trying to tell you right now, you may be going through your tribulation, but pretty soon you're going to be glorying that you made it out of that tribulation, because that tribulation will not last long. Nothing really lasts long, except for the word of God. Like I said, I don't care what it looked like. You know, whether I go to heaven, I'm taking God's word. If God send me to hell, I'm taking God's word. I really don't care, because his word lasts forever. His word lasts forever. I really don't care. It just, we have to come to a spiritual revelation and come to our conclusion. We all, like those songs says, what revelation do you really have over these songs that we actually sing? What revelation do you really have? I'm going all the way with the Lord. I made my decision. I'm going all the way. Yeah, you made your decision. All of a sudden, you think about quitting. You think about giving up. You actually thought about, well, I shouldn't go to the church. Don't nobody understand. You thought about, well, just giving up the fight. I thought you just sung a song that I made my decision that I'm going all the way with the Lord. You have to come to your conclusion. What do you want to do? Go all the way with the Lord or just give up? Go all the way with the Lord and just let the devil get or let the devil get his victory? No, I'm sorry. I will be anchored in Christ because my soul is anchored. Yes, sir. Amen. And also says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Like I said, when I say the Bible tell me so, sometimes when trials and tribulations come, it just want to sweep you up like just like dirt on the floor. But you have to know where your portion comes from. It comes from the Lord. We lift up our eyes to the hills. Where does our help come from? As the congregation say, from the Lord. That's right. From the Lord. Saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. I will not hope in Buddha. When times get hard, I will not turn to drugs. When times get hard, I will not turn to overeating or doing or just trying to do anything to relax. When times get hard, I'll turn to the Lord, because he is my portion, not nothing else, not drugs, not anything you could think of that's negative that people turn to. Because when people get depressed, they turn to drugs, they start doing negative things, they start to just to try to relieve their tension, I guess, and realize they find themselves getting worse and worse and getting deep and deep into the hole during the pit that the devil done dug, and now he's up there rejoicing with a smile on his face because he got you in there, and you thinking that, well, you turn into the right thing, now you're just getting deeper and deeper. No, I refuse to lose. I return to God's word whenever I'm feeling down, whenever I'm getting mind battles, whenever I'm going through my tribulation. I return to God's word. I'm not turning into drugs. I want to stay healthy, not just naturally. I want to stay healthy spiritually. Forget about this body. This body's going to rot and decay. I understand that. I understand that. My teeth may rot one day, but my spirit should last forever. And I want to make sure I'm spiritually healthy, because the Lord is my portion. I'm not turning to drugs or anything. You have to tell yourself that you will not turn to any of these negative things that the devil try to disguise, thinking it's good and it's not really good. It's actually bad. He just put that there as bait just to lure you in, to bring you more deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, deeper, deeper into that situation to the point you can't even get out. And even if you did go that far, I want you to understand something, that even if you did get that deep, the Lord, he's still your portion. He could still bring you out, because ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. I mean, you cannot even depend on man these days. Sometimes you could get so deep that can't nobody help you. But ain't nothing too impossible for God. Ain't nothing. What may be impossible for man may not be impossible for God. Now let's keep on reading. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. The Lord is good if you just sit and just wait on him. and you just wait on the Lord and wait for your promise. Or wait, you could be in a good mood today, but nobody knows what tomorrow may bring or what it has in store. But like the song said, I know I will praise the Lord. I don't know, I could be sad tomorrow, but I'm going to still wait for the Lord. Lord, he's my joy. He's my strength when I'm weak. He's my food when I'm starving, at least spiritually anyway. He's my breath of air when I'm suffocating, when I'm going through my tribulation, trying to figure out how I'm going to get out. I just want to tell you, he's your breath. He's your oasis in the desert. You could call on the Lord. If you can't call on me, maybe I can't help you. Maybe Brother Jack can't help you. Maybe Brother Caleb can't help you. Maybe you can't help yourself. You maybe not know who to turn to. But I just want to let you know you could turn on the Lord. I may fail you one day. Brother Jack may fail you, or you may fail yourself. Because I know from my testimony, I failed myself many times, plenty of times. But I know it's one thing, it's the difference from being knocked down to getting back up. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good that a man should both hope, not just hope, but also quietly. Sometimes we'll try to wait, but then we go to talking, and the devil hears everything. Oh, I'm trying to wait the Lord. Oh, no, you ain't even coming. Yeah, you said you was coming. Yeah, Brother DJ, he just said, how do I know? Because my Bible tell me so, but see, everything's taking place, and then you start just complaining, just mouthing off, getting upset with the Lord and everything, and saying, I can't think of nothing that you may say, or all I'm saying is just you have to read between the lines. Like, what would you say when you're waiting on the Lord and you get kind of frustrated because he's taking so long? You may think, well, God, you just as slow as Christmas. Nah, that's wrong. You know why? What everybody say? That God, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's always on time. He's not slow as He's not slow at all. He's always on time. Always. So it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Just like I was saying, I don't know what Brother Jack went through during his youth. Like I said, about a wood being pressure treated. Brother Jack, he probably had to be pressure treated. That's probably why he's your pastor today. Before I could even bring this message, I probably had to be pressure treated. I had to be pressure treated for me to even say something like this. For God to come through me actually to speak a message that I don't know what y'all going through. I can't read imaginations. I mean, I wish I could do that, but I can't read through y'all mind. I don't know what y'all could be thinking right now. Y'all could be thinking, y'all could actually be looking at me and could be thinking about something else. But all I'm saying is we have to both quietly wait for the Lord. And like I said, you have to be pressure treated. Yeah. Like maybe one day, Brother Jack, he may have to do an exorcism on somebody one day. But he have to be pressure treated for that. Yeah. That's a scary thing. You know, I'm going to be honest. If it is Lord's will for me to be a pastor, an exorcism, you know. But like I say, but you know, I don't know what he went through in his life. But you know he had to be pressure treated. Why you think he's our shepherd right now? God chose him. Because he had to be pressure treated. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keeps silence because he has borne it upon him. He sitteth alone and just keeps silence. No matter what I'm going through, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silence. No matter what people, they may say, are you sitting there waiting on the Lord? Look, I don't owe you an explanation. Just like, you know, Annas and Caiaphas, they had some nerve coming up to Jesus saying, oh, by what authority you do these things? And you know what Jesus, he told them? Well, you asked me a question. How about you answer me this? Did the baptism of John, did it come from God or did it come from man? They ain't know what to say. Yeah, but they had some nerve coming up to Jesus like he owed them an explanation. It's just crazy. But it also says, he put up his mouth in the dust. If so be there, may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with the reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, I say that again. But though he caused grief, though he may bring tribulation to strengthen us, not to kill us, but to strengthen us. I mean, like I said, when a parent whoop their child, you know, maybe not all parents, some parents can go too far, but you know, when a parent whoop their child, that's just the only, you know, the chastise them, not to kill them. Sometimes when God whoop us, that's not to kill us. And as musicians come, because I'm about to close, he's not trying to kill us. They're just to really make us strong. And sometimes you may think, well, what did I do wrong, the Lord? Why is you doing this to me? Like Job, he was a righteous man. And I'm not righteous as Job, you know, but I ain't go through probably half the stuff Job went through. I'm not saying I don't go through tribulations, but I ain't go through what Job go through. Surely did not. Not at all. And I can't say that for everybody. You know, most likely maybe you ain't go through all what Job went through. And Job was a righteous man. But God, he's still sending tribulation to make him strong. And last scripture, but though he caused grief, yet will I have compassion according to the multitude. Not according to a itty little bit, not according to just a tiny microgram, tiny small portion, but according to the multitude of his mercies, because of his grace and his mercy. Thank God you covered me. So I don't know what impact I made. I just came to do my Father's will. I don't know what I said, if I had encouraged anybody or not, but like I said, you know, I've been having mind battles myself, and I can surely give that testimony. And I know I'm not the only one that be having mind battles, and sometimes tribulation, it can drive you to the extent, but you know what, like Brother Jack made that message, before I have a breakdown, I'm going to surely have a breakthrough. Before I fall down, before I stay down, I'm going to make sure I get back up. Make sure when you fall down, you get back up. Because sometimes ain't nothing wrong with falling down. If you ain't never fall down, how can you get back up? Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, I don't know what I said tonight, dear Lord. I was just talking, dear Lord. Dear Lord, even you know, dear Lord, when Brother Jack asked me, dear Lord, on Wednesday night, dear Lord, did I want to do a sermon on Friday, dear Lord, and I could have said no, dear Lord. Because I was nervous and had all the pride, dear Lord. And dear Lord, I just thank you, dear Lord, that you just moved me out the way, dear Lord. Dear Lord, also, dear Lord, keep your hands of protection, dear Lord, around all of us, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I just thank you, dear Lord. Just sometimes the devil, he may come through, dear Lord, like a flood, but we know that you will raise up a standard, dear Lord. We know that you will raise up a standard, dear Lord. No matter what we may go through, dear Lord, we know it won't get too far because you will raise up a standard, dear Lord. We just want to thank you, dear Lord. And also, dear Lord, we ask you to just keep the saints in your hands of protection also, that may not was here today to hear the message of you, dear Lord. Also, dear Lord, even folks out there in the world that's looking for some kind of oasis, dear Lord, and they turn into drugs and turn into violence and sometimes just turn into suicide, dear Lord, trying to find some oasis. Sometimes they may think if they kill themselves, then they can somehow escape the reality that they're in, but they have to understand, dear Lord, that you are the oasis, dear Lord. And we just thank you, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let Brother Jack come.
Praise the Lord. I want you to just turn around and tell somebody, if you done made it this far, you might as well go all the way. My.
That's all right.
The song, I don't know it. I wish I did know it, but we was over there in England. Said, no turning back. No turning back. What was that? How they did that? Ain't no turning back. I can't do it like they did it. But I remember them singing that. Brother Alex starts singing it. At one little part, and they did a wonderful job. But that's my testimony. I'm not going back. What I got to go back to? Yeah. Amen. Ain't got nothing to go back to. And you know, no matter what we go through, we got to just stay encouraged. Amen. Sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back, but just pat yourself and keep going on. You know, and I just, Brother DJ, we appreciate that.
Yes,
we all leave it here encouraged. We all leave it here encouraged. And I tell you what, if you got some wood outside, you better get on the inside real quick. Because you don't want to dry rot out. Rot out there, from the elements and everything like that. But, it's nothing but the truth. And you do wonder. The cycle's got to be broken. Amen. You know, it's why we come to church, we be on fire for a few months, then the devil done put our fire out and can't be found. I mean, sometimes all the devil do is send one trial. I mean, not 10 or 15, just one trial, and people be wiped out on one trial when you really think about it. You know, like, man, and when we get to the other side and everybody's sharing their testimonies, what are we going to say? Man, I gave up when God sent me this trial. You know, I quit. I turned back on that, because my bill didn't get paid. I left God, you know. That don't make no sense. People gave their lives for the gospel, you know. And Lord, help us to just kind of have that same type of determination. Like the brother say, if it's the rapture, then I just keep fighting to the rapture. If the rapture come 100 years, I keep fighting till I die. You know, whatever it take, I'm going to just keep going. That's my determination. Ain't nobody else going to be there, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't going to church, I'm going. You know, amen. You already know where I'm going to be. Friday night, Wednesday night,
yeah.
Sunday morning, you already know exactly where I'm going to be. You ain't even got to ask me where I'm going. And I tell you what, you just come go with me to my Father's house. See, that's where I'm going to be. So don't have no appointment set for me. Don't have no plan set for me. You know, no, I'm not going to dinner. I'm going to church. I'm not going to the movie. I'm going to church. See, amen. That's the determination that we got to have. Because as soon as we give the devil just one inch, all he do is plant a seed. He plant a seed at dinner time. He plant a seed when you sit in the movies. And it don't take effect right then. But all of a sudden you come to church, oh, it's a kind of boring service. I wish, I desire. And before you know it, your heart already out there sitting in the movies with popcorn in your hand. You know, you already out there with popcorn. Your mind already got hot, buttery popcorn. Oh, my. Before you know it, how much the bucket is? $8 bucket of popcorn. $8 bucket of popcorn. And actually put $8 in offering. Oh, my God. I tell you, ain't nothing but the truth. I ought to ask people that on Sunday. How many of y'all just put $8 in offering? But how about that popcorn, that big bucket of popcorn? Hey, amen. You don't even eat the whole bucket. You know, but I tell you, if I done made it this far, I might as well go all the way. I'm encouraged. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And how do you know? Because the Bible tells me so. I'm going to use that one, brother. That's all right. Praise the Lord. Well, we just appreciate the Lord. What song y'all had in y'all heart that y'all was going to play when y'all came up here? You didn't have no song? Going all the way? Huh? I just can't give up now. My. All right. What's the song that he'll be steadfast, unmovable? Staying in your will? Okay. Well, we might be able to try a little bit of that. Y'all can play a little bit of that. God bless you, Brother DJ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to just kind of change it. I know those songs y'all said was very appropriate, but just a little something I wrote to myself today. And I just want to sing it. Lord, I lift your name on high, if y'all don't mind me just doing a little bit of that. But praise the Lord. glad he got himself out of the way and just let the Lord use him. Amen. Tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's just stand to our feet and let's sing a little bit of this.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. And I'm so glad you came to save us. Come on, do it again. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. And I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Say you came from heaven to earth. Show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Say you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Lord, my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. And I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Oh, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. One more time. You came. Yes, you did. Oh, from the earth to the cross, Lord, my debt you paid. From the cross to the grave, yeah, Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh, you came, yeah, to show. And from the earth to the cross, oh, my debt that you paid. Oh, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh, come on and give him praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We appreciate all that you've done here in this service today. Lord, you brought us through another week. As the scriptures were being read there in Lamentations. And God, we realize it's been nothing but your mercy that has kept us, Lord, that's given us the unction to keep pressing on. Lord, it doesn't matter what we're going through. We have something on the inside that tells us to go ahead. And God, we thank you for the encouraging word. If we come this far, we made it through yesterday, we made it through today, then why can't we make it through tomorrow? If we come through this far, we might as well just keep going all the way. We thank you for our precious brother, Lord, just sharing that thought tonight and how he just spoke to so many in various areas. And God, we just appreciate it. It encourages and strengthens us. Ask that you just continue to use them for your glory and your honor. And we trust, oh God, that you just bless the saints as they prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. May they go meditating and, Lord, just reflecting back on the word that they heard tonight. We ask that you, God, would just minister to them, Lord, continually. Bless us and keep us until we're able to come again on Sunday morning. As
we come back for prayer Sunday morning at 7, Lord, and for service at 10:30. Also, Lord, our communion service in the evening there, 5:30. God, we ask that you just move, amen, upon the services, that you would bless each and every one, that you, God, would just have your way in this place. May we come, Lord, with a heart and a mind, amen, a determination to hear from heaven. Ask that you would speak to us once more. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord richly bless you. You can be seated. Amen.